Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Please, Fallon, it's going begging. And Jamie and I would love you to come.
But I don't know what to say, Kathy.
All we have to do is change the name on the ticket. It's all straightforward. I mean, there's a charge, of course, but it's not too much.
But I thought, well, isn't Kenton going with you?
Well, he doesn't feel he can be in two places at once. And Jack's bar is... Well, he wants to be there for the opening on Friday.
I see.
I know how much you want to see your mum.
It is agony being apart from her right now.
I know, love.
But I don't see how I can go.
Why not?
Mum and Sid left me in charge here. I can't let her down. I don't want her worrying about the business on top of everything else,
no,
really.
Fallon, it's okay. I've spoken to Lillian.
Lillian? Oh, no, I can't expect her just to drop everything. No, she's already been amazing.
Listen, we get a temporary manager in. They come in at short notice in a crisis.
Will they?
Yeah, I've got experience of these things. Remember, I've got contacts. And Lillian's more than happy to keep an eye on whoever we get. She'll come in when she can.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what she said. So you see, love, you're free to come to New Zealand if you want.
Oh, Kathy, that'd be so wonderful.
Hey, love, it's all right.
I want to see Mum so much.
Yes, I know. Oh, aren't we a pair?
Yeah.
Is the coffee machine on?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I could do with one.
And last but not least... Beside the giant combine there is our diminutive quad bike.
Oh, little and large, eh?
Yeah. We use it to take feed out to the stock.
And for joyriding?
Yes. We all enjoy bombing round on it. So, that's the whole lineup, really. And as I said, your job is to tot up their prizes as new. It's my son's idea.
£1 million?
Look, shush. Don't want this lot nicking your answer. Now, did you all get one of these sheets?
No!
Okay. Here's one for you, then.
Thank you.
And the closest correct total wins a joint of our Hereford beef. I'll leave you all to have a closer look. Oh, hi, Tony.
Oh, looks like it's going well here.
Yeah. They're a lively bunch.
Oh, good. I look forward to taking some of them over to Bridge Farm.
You come a bit early.
Oh, I don't mind waiting. It's a nice atmosphere.
You know, Tom cut it fine this morning with the van. I was getting anxious.
Why, it doesn't take him long to set up. And he wanted to spend as much time with Brenda as he could.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, she was too tired to help him today. He's catching up with her, all that travelling.
I'd hate it.
Yeah, me too. Blimey, Bert, what have you got stuffed in all those pockets?
My props.
He's giving talks in the barn on each thing, aren't you, Bert?
Yeah, I'm the educational part of the tour, see, Tony?
Cheeky.
His name's Bruce, and he'll be here tomorrow lunchtime.
Oh, that's so great, Kathy.
Yeah, I told you it'd be all right.
There's so much to think about, though.
Not anymore. All you need to do is pack a bag.
I'm so grateful to you for your advice.
Oh, that's okay.
Everyone's being amazing.
Well, people pull together in an emergency. And we all loved Sid.
Yeah. Oh, Kathy, I'm totally knackered.
I know how you feel.
It's been like a whirlwind since last Tuesday.
Well, you really held things together here. Both Sid and your mum would be so proud of you.
I don't know about that. At least I can see Mum now, thanks to you.
Oh, you're doing us the favour, believe me, Fallon. Jamie, well, he wanted Kenton to come, obviously.
It's a shame his opening's this Friday.
Yeah. But you're like a big sister to Jamie.
I hope so.
He needs all the support he can get.
That's a rotten age to lose your dad, 14.
The worst, I think.
Now, which pocket shall I choose next, ladies and gentlemen? This one?
Yep.
Aha, now, this here's a rubber stomach tube. Oh, no, it can save a lamb's life. We attaches it to a syringe filled with colostrum, see, which comes from the ewe. She'll only produce it for about 18 hours after lambing, before her udder secretion gradually changes to milk. It protects the newborn against all manner of diseases. Mother Nature's superfood it is.
Does it hurt?
Oh, no, it slips down slowly and the lamb helps it by swallowing. Then you gently syringe the colostrum into its tummy. It's a lifesaver. Unless you get it down the windpipe by mistake and floods its lungs, then the lamb's a goner. I've prepared a little verse, if you'll bear with me. This little tube, it don't look much, but down it goes when lambs won't suck.
So, when a cow's milked out, the cluster just drops off. It's automatic. And they're getting some feed at the same time, which helps. Anyone want to feel what the clusters are like?
Oh, I will.
Okay. Oh, Pip, hi. This is my daughter, everyone.
Hiya.
Hello.
And she's got something really interesting lined up for the children, haven't you?
Yes, he is a lovely colour. And you're right, sir, many beef farmers are going back to these traditional breeds. And not only for nostalgic reasons either. Herefords, like this beauty here, adapt very well to all types of production systems and different environmental conditions. And as a result, they've been exported all over the world. Any more questions?
Yeah, do they calve easily?
Oh, very. Which cuts down our vets' bills, I can tell you. Well, I think you lot look ready for some lunch. Just follow the yellow arrows back to the yard and you'll find the gourmet grills van with all kinds of really good organic grub for sale. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi.
All right, love. How's it going?
Brilliant. I've had a really good response. People are coming up with some very intelligent questions.
Oh, yeah? That's funny because I've had some daft ones. Someone asked if we milked the Herefords.
Oh, well, they're here to learn. Anyway, I brought you a sarnie and a drink.
Oh, fabulous. I'm so dry.
That's really good, Mia. It looks great.
Should have brought a bottle of water out with me.
Yeah, well, it's in the Land Rover.
OK, I'll come over.
Pip's enjoying Jake and Mia. Look.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Pip. Oh, haven't you found some interesting looking things, Mia?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I can see a big feather over there, Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what else can we add to your stick, Mia?
I'm starving. Where's lunch?
On the seat.
Oh, yeah.
Pick it up and we'll tie it on.
Okay.
Those two look happy, you know.
Oh, Mia is so cute, Mum.
I know.
She was fine about me holding her hand sometimes, and she's kept up really well.
Hey, do you know what's going on at Grundy's Field, either of you?
No?
How do you mean?
Here it is, Pip.
Oh, good boy. Well, someone in my last group said something odd. Something about the facilities.
What?
But I didn't catch it all. Something's gone on down there.
Any guesses?
No?
Well, this here's a gin trap. Yeah, not legal anymore, of course. I'll show you how it operates, shall I? First, you squeeze down the spring like this. Ah, it's a strong one. Then you opens up the jagged drawers like this. Before you sets the catch. There, deadly. Then you're ready to lay it down on the ground, hidden. Which, for demonstration purposes, I shan't do. Now, there's a stick here I selected earlier. And if I put it into the trap like this... broken clean in two. This is called a small gin trap. Put a stick in it, you'll hear it snap. Yeah, as many a time as a nipper, I'd hear a rabbit or a pet cat howling because its leg was stuck in one of these...
Oh, an hour to go.
Yeah. Oh, it's good to have a breather.
Yeah. You know, Josh and I, we've had such a laugh. at the prices some people have guessed for this lot.
I haven't seen any of the entries yet.
No, Josh has got them. £50 for a protective suit.
You're joking. More like £2.99 at the farm co-op.
I know. Oh, hear that?
Oh, yeah. Fire engine.
You know, not everyone has been happy about him filming them.
Oh, fair enough. At least he asked permission.
Yeah. He's really come on board this year, hasn't he, Josh?
I know. And he's so full of ideas.
Yeah. And canny. He keeps popping up to remind people that they can order some beef before they go home.
Good lad.
Oh, you're not the first lot I've had in this minibus that have said that. Well, if it was such a muddle at Grundy's Field, you should have come to my farm first, shouldn't you? Well, I hope you enjoyed your tour of our wastewater site. Oh, good. Well, thank you all for coming over, and please don't leave anything behind in the van when we get back to Brookfield.
You know, if Bert does his talks again next year, I think we'd better censor them. That couple weren't too impressed with the gin trap.
Oh, that's been the only complaint all day.
He does tend to bring things to life in a particularly, well, you know, vivid way.
Too vivid for their daughter, anyway. Yeah. Imagining a pet cat in a gin trap.
One hot dog, Dad.
Ah, you're an angel, Pip. Thank you. I'll get this down me before I start that last group off.
OK.
It doesn't look like there's any kids over there.
No, you can relax now, Pip. Mmm. Oh, well, you've done ever so well today with the little ones.
Yeah. Well, exam's over. Farm Sunday nearly over. I'll get on with your biodiversity project tomorrow evening.
Hey, give me a chance, Mum.
Oh, there's Tony back. No, it's worked out well, the tie-in with Bridge Farm.
Anyway, I can't start back on my project yet.
Why not?
Because I'll be weeding carrots at Bridge Farm this week.
What?
Careful getting up.
I've got a couple of free periods and I asked Tony if there was any work going.
But I thought you'd want to get on and see how many more species there were in the pastures.
It makes sense to wait a bit anyway. Then there'll be even more data to record.
Well, that's just putting it off.
No, I will do it, but I prefer to earn some money while I can.
Well, Tony won't pay you much, you know.
I don't care. It's better than nothing. Anyway, I'm going to go start clearing up.
Oh, thanks. She's been fantastic today.
Yeah, she has. It's been a real family effort.
She's been really helpful and cooperative. It almost feels like we got our old Pip back.
There we are. This should smell a bit fresher. Oi, shut that. The ferret's is out.
Oh, blimey.
Didn't slip past you, did he?
No, Dad.
Because she's a little devil, that Kim.
I miss old Romeo.
Ah, well, they don't go on forever. And Kim and Aggie are fine specimens. Oh, they didn't half need fresh paper putting down.
How clean is your cage, eh?
Yeah, well, what are you doing up this irony road? Terry chucked you out of bed. Yeah. There we are.
She still ain't forgiven us for yesterday, you know.
Oh, never again, she said.
Yeah, well, she was embarrassed, that's all.
Embarrassed? She was murderous. Still, it was that fella started the argument, not me. I've been making corn dollies all my life. Nobody's ever called them satanic before.
What you done with them, any row?
Fed them to Bartleby.
Yeah. It didn't help that kid falling in the compost door.
Oh, little varmint. All afternoon he was taking down the bales round the facilities while folks was trying to use them.
Yeah. Serves him right, really.
Yeah. Ah, well, them fire officers was all right.
Yeah. Yeah. I expect they had a wonderful, squeaky, clean farm Sunday at Brookfield. A wholesome family event.
Well, there was a family event. Fat Ball brought his brother.
Yeah, Fat Rick's been on a diet.
How can you tell? Eh?
Come on, Ags girl. Hey, give your daddy a cuddle. Hey, no wriggling now. Hey, Dad.
What?
I just remembered something Paul said yesterday before he flattened Barbarella with that flying tackle.
What?
There may be a way of recouping our losses as well as putting our campsite back on the map.
Hey.
Yeah. Take Aggie a sec.
Yeah. What were you doing?
Phoning Paul.
Oh, will he be awake at 6:30?
Oh, yeah. His new girlfriend's a postie. Paul, mate.
Brenda, hi, nice to see you.
Oh, hello, Matt.
all right?
Yeah, fine. You?
I'm just loading up for Leicester.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Quite a trek, that. I heard you'd found a job.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I have to try and get ahead of the traffic.
Yeah, of course.
You're out and about early.
As soon as me 12 hours is up, I'm clawing at the front door.
Must be a bummer.
Yeah, I thought I'd come and get a paper. At least I'm not inside anymore, eh?
No. Things okay?
Yeah, I'm busy.
It was in the paper what you had to pay back.
Oh, yeah, everybody's business. Stephen's got to pay double and that sends me to sleep with a smile on my face. But, listen, I'm sorry about all you had to go through, Brenda.
Oh, whatever, I've moved on.
How's it going anyway? What's the job again?
Junior PR account executive.
AKA General Dog's Body, yeah?
No.
What's the account you're working on?
I'm steering through a promotion for a new energy drink.
You mean handing out free samples in the supermarket?
No. I did all the research and got the literature together. And I worked with the design team to set up a website for the product.
Only to have it all changed by the boss?
Actually, they really valued my input. It's great. I'm learning lots.
Well, good. I'm pleased.
At least I've got a job. Some of my uni friends are still looking.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty grim out there. Bet you wish it was closer to home, though.
I don't do this journey every day.
No?
No, I'm crashing at a colleague's place now through the week.
Oh, so you're living away from home?
Only for 4 nights. It means I'm not so tired after work, so it's panning out well.
Can't be much fun living apart from Tom, though.
Hey, look, it's 10 past. I really need to be on the ring road by 4:15.
Oh, yeah, sorry, didn't mean to hold you up.
No, it's good to catch up.
Yeah, it was.
Bye, Bert.
Smog it.
I told you Brookfield's farm Sunday would go off without a hitch. Didn't have to crow about it so much.
Well, it's Bert Fry for you. Puffed up like a turkey cock.
Yeah. Any road, don't matter now. We've turned disaster into triumph, ain't we?
We have, son. Cheers.
Fat Paul's putting the word out to all his biker mates that Grundy Field is open for business.
Yeah, where is this midsummer gathering, then, eh?
Oh, down south somewhere next weekend. The point is, we're the perfect stop-off point for all of them to pitch tent on the way down. He's put it on the computer and everything.
Oh, great. Here, who's that behind the bar?
I don't know.
Hi there. Can I join you?
Oh, of course, veterinary. Oh,
set yourself down.
Thanks. Frida's making me a sandwich. My morning was full on. Yeah, there was a bit of a rumpus on your field yesterday.
Oh, it was somewhat to nothing. What you heard then?
Well, we all heard the siren for a start.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Barbarella started the fire.
Your son?
Dad!
Well, it was you upset her.
It was just a little accident, that's all.
What was?
Oh, I left the handbrake off the tractor. Easily done.
Carelessly.
And it rolled into Clary's cake table.
Flattened it.
Uh-oh.
If only I hadn't parked it on the slope. She spent all Saturday baking and all.
Her scones was crumbs in the dirt.
Oh, poor Clary.
One or two punters had to take a dive out the way, but they was all right.
So where does Barbarella come in?
Yeah, well, she was spooked, weren't she?
Broke out of her pen.
And knocked over the camping stove. Fat Paul tried to bring her to the ground.
A lit camping stove?
Yeah, we had a bloke camping in the field, sir.
Yeah, just the one, ornithologist. Yes.
He was cooking his dinner at the time. His tent went up.
Good God.
Yeah, poor Barbarella was nearly smoky bacon.
What about the ornithologist? He wasn't in it at the time.
Oh, no, luckily. He'd just nipped over to the hedge for a leak.
Eddie?
Yeah, so you see, fortune was smiling on
him. I don't know.
Well, the worst of it was we had to spend most of the day's taking refunding him for a new tent.
And what about Clary?
She's yet to see the funny side.
What are you printing, darling?
The auctioneer's catalogue for Hobart and Simmons.
The estate agents in Felpersham?
Yeah, it might be something new we could pick up for a song, you never know.
Okay, but we don't want to overreach ourselves. There's nothing in for lunch, I'm afraid, Tig. I've been so tied up at the ball.
Yeah, I know, it's okay.
I'm going down there now to meet the new temporary manager. Come along with me and have a bar snack.
No, you're all right. I need to stay and catch up with emails and stuff.
You sure?
Well, the business can't run itself.
and I don't want to fall behind on the office work, you know, with you being so busy.
I'll pick something up from the shop for supper. Maybe a pack of Tom's Bangers, how's that?
Yeah, fine. I, ran into Brenda this morning. Good?
Mm-hmm.
When I went out for the paper. Looks completely worn out, Pocket.
Printer's stopped.
Yeah, she's working in Leicester, did you know? Staying over there 4 nights a week.
Yeah, Pat said something.
Shame it all went pear-shaped for her here. She's handing out soft drinks on a promotion. Seems a waste for a bright girl like that. Can't be much fun for Tom.
No. Now, you have remembered I'm taking Fallon, Kathy and Jamie to the airport after lunch?
Oh, yeah, right.
I won't be back till gone five.
That's all right, Puss. I've plenty to occupy myself here.
Had a win on Saturday against Durrington, then?
We did. I think the team played extra well as a tribute to Sid.
Yeah, of course.
Terrible business.
Mm. I still can't take it in.
I know.
Folk never went jogging in my day. We relied on honest labour to keep
it. Oh,
wow, it's asking for trouble.
It may not have had anything to do with that, Joe.
Do you know who that bloke is behind the bar, Alistair?
Yeah, he's called Bruce. Huh? Shire's Brewery suggested him. He introduced himself to me.
Oh.
Fallon's showing him what's what. She's going to New Zealand with Kathy and Jamie for the funeral on Friday morning, New Zealand time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, some journey, that.
Well, she wants to be there for Jolene.
Oh, of course she does.
And Harry will stay on the premises for the week.
Oh, here's Lillian coming, look.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, boys.
Hi, Lillian.
All right.
Got everything you need.
Oh,
Lillian, has anything been planned for Sid?
How do you mean, Eddie? What, like a collection?
No, as a commemoration, like, since none of his mates can go to the funeral.
That's a nice idea.
To be honest, I haven't had time to think about it.
Oh, fair enough.
No, wait, look, I'll come back. I just came in to talk to the temporary manager.
Yeah, okay.
Fella?
You're right, Eddie, we should do something.
Mm.
I wonder if Alan could hold a service at St Stephen's.
Oh, Sid weren't no churchgoer.
No. Well, he had the pub to run on the Sabbath.
True, I don't go to church either, but people can find comfort in these things.
Mm. I reckon if Sid were pushed, he'd have said he was Church of England, though.
Yeah, young Polly's buried in the churchyard, and he always put flowers on her grave.
Yeah. Bruce came early, and Fallon's already showed him the ropes.
Yeah, he's been here half hour.
Oh, well, he's busy with some customers now. I'll have a proper chat with him in a bit. I've sent Fallon upstairs to pack, poor girl.
Oh, what time's their flight?
6:15 from Birmingham.
Via?
Amsterdam and Hong Kong.
Oh, mad, ain't it?
And they don't arrive till 9 o'clock in the morning, the day after tomorrow.
Sure, ain't natural, Sid being cremated so far from home.
I think we all feel that, Joe. At least Jolene can bring his ashes home.
God rest his soul.
Kathy was all set to take a taxi to the airport, can you believe? I said I'd drive them.
What about Kenton? Why isn't he taking them?
Search me. But Kathy doesn't sound best pleased with him.
How do you mean?
You work it out. He's not flying over with them, is he?
Well, he's only a boyfriend when all's said and done.
Oh, well, it's their business. So, what do you have in mind, Eddie, for Sid?
I don't know.
Maybe we should hold a minute's silence in the bar.
When?
Friday night.
We could.
Except a lot of people have been invited to the opening of Kenton's new bar in Borchester then, me included.
Thursday night, then. I mean, that's better anyway. It'll coincide with the funeral. I mean, if they're 11 hours ahead and it's on Friday morning.
A minute's silence don't sound like the Sid I remember.
No, you're right, Joe.
No.
We don't want the bull to feel like a mole.
Oh, that'll put folk off their beer.
And Sid wouldn't approve of that.
Definitely not.
So, let's make some noise instead, then.
What?
A party.
A party?
Yeah, to celebrate his life. A damn good noisy party with the pub bursting at the seams.
Like an Irish week, eh?
That sounds more like Sid.
Yeah.
And Frieda and Clary and I could get some food together.
Yeah, we'll get the word out. Thursday night for the best shindig the bull's ever seen.
I'll ring Jolene and tell her.
It's midnight over there now, remember?
Oh, yes.
You don't think she'll feel it's in bad taste?
Oh, Jolene, are you kidding? She's always loved a good party as long as I've known her.
No, you're right. I'll ring round the cricket team, shall I?
Oh, thanks, Alistair. That's a great idea.
And me and Dad'll put the word out round the village and beyond.
Oh, and I'll let the people in the trade know.
We'll make sure everyone in you will be here Thursday night. We'll send dear old Sid off in style.
See you then, Pip. Thanks for your help. Oh. Hello?
Hello, Tom.
Oh, Auntie Jill.
Yes. Is this a good time? I'm not interrupting your work.
No, I'm just getting vertical.
Oh?
I've been on the lazy weeder.
Oh, I see.
Hold on a moment. Dad? Dad! Kill the engine!
Tis a bit noisy.
Sorry, that's better.
I have disturbed you.
No, it's fine. We're braking now. Pip's got to go to Lower Loxley.
Pip?
She's been helping us weed the carrots.
Oh, I thought she'd want to get on with her biodiversity project. Now our exams are finished.
Well, she seems keen to earn some money, so Dad's given her a few hours. It's been a big help, actually, now Brenda can't do it.
How's it working out with her staying in Leicester?
She's not as tired travelling, but I'd rather she was here with me.
Of course. Anyway, I keep forgetting to tell you that I've unearthed a recipe for veal and ham pie.
Oh, great, thanks.
I've been meaning to show it to you for a couple of weeks. It was in an old cookery book I used in the 60s, and there's a wonderful photograph of it.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
I could bring it over to Bridge Farm now, if you like.
Are you sure?
It's no trouble. I'm serving in the shop at 3.
Oh, OK. So, you're one of the volunteers, are you?
Well, I've time on my hands, and it's a bit of an adventure, isn't it? Where will I find you, Tom?
Come to the Wieners.
I'll be about 15 minutes.
Oh, it's been busy in here today, Mike. This is the first time I've stopped all shifts.
Well, it was good of you to step in.
Well, Linda's my friend. Can you help your friends out?
Yeah.
She's got a load of extra work to do with the rotors this week, with Kathy in New Zealand.
Ah.
It was the least I could do to cover her shift.
It's gone smoothly, has it? I mean, no disasters with the two.
Oh, I'm across it. And I've done shop work before.
I didn't know that.
I helped Alison's brother in their florists one summer at the weekends when he was going through his divorce. Oh, it was a nasty business.
Oh.
There's still a lot to discover about me, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, they're blummin' motorbikes.
They've been out there most of me shift.
I mean, there's hordes of them noisy devils. One was dropping his crisp packet on the grass while I ran the gauntlet. You don't like to challenge people these days.
Oh, no, they're all right.
No, you don't know that.
Yes, the few I've had in have been politeness itself. A couple of them are quite posh, actually.
Posh? That lot?
You shouldn't judge by appearances, Mike. It's very shallow.
Oh, well, that's me told.
The vicar was out there admiring their bikes, and he's not your typical biker, is he?
Oh, true enough. Eddie Roder, I'm going home for my dinner now, and a nap. I'm knackered.
Mike, before you go.
What?
There's a heavy box in the back I can't manage.
Oh.
Pretty please. Canned fruit. I can't leave the till, and Susan's got a queue at a post office counter.
Oh, go on. Yeah, but let me have a pasty first, will you? My stomach thinks my throat's been cut.
Oh, of course, love. £1.49.
Isn't this sunshine gorgeous?
I know. Have a seat on that bale, Auntie Jill, while I finish feeding this lot. If it's not too whiffy.
Heavens, Tom. After all my years at Brookfield, I think I can put up with the smell of a few pigs.
Yeah, of course. Sorry.
I found a photograph.
There you are. That's all for now, you greedy lot. Ah, it's Jazza's afternoon off.
Yes, here we are. Come and look.
Okay.
See?
Oh, wow. What a great picture. Look at the table groaning with picnic food. It looks enough to feed an army.
Yes, but the centrepiece is the veal and ham pie soup.
Wow, it looks magnificent. It's so shiny.
That's the glaze, of course. I remember I made it a few times for picnics and parties when the children were small.
Where's the recipe?
Oh, it's over the page. Let's see. No, that's the game pie. Ah, veal and ham, here.
Do you mind?
No, take it.
Thanks. Right, diced veal, boiled ham, lard, onion, fresh parsley, lemon zest.
Yes.
Allspice, mace.
Stronger than nutmeg and not as sweet.
And a hot water crust pastry. That looks a fiddle.
No, it's easy. As long as you're careful not to scald your hands when you mix the dough. Oh. It is usual for these sorts of pies.
Yeah?
Would you like me to make you one?
Really?
Yes, why not?
Wow, that'd be fantastic.
I'd quite enjoy it, actually, if you could get me the meat.
Oh, of course. How many does it say it serves?
8 to 10 people.
And that looks generous to me.
Yeah, but for the catering market, I'm looking to serve 20 to 25 even per pie. I'm thinking of weddings and corporate events.
Right, of course.
Do you think you could double up the ingredients, or is that very cheeky?
Don't be silly, your family. I think it's an interesting development for you. Oh, do you want the pie rectangular or round, like this one?
Well, if it's round, you've got two pieces drying out when it's cut open.
That's true.
But with a long tin, well, it's just the one end.
And you need to think like that if you're not going to waste any.
Exactly, or it eats into profit.
Well, it all depends if I can find a tin that's big enough, of course. And then it's got to fit into my range. I'll see what I can do.
Bye, Oliver. Sorry about that. Oh, you keep those tins in a straight line now,
Mark. Yeah, okay.
Like a row of little soldiers.
See, I'm a milkman, not a shop assistant.
Oh, and I really appreciate your help, sweetheart. But we've all got to pull together in a crisis.
Yeah.
I wonder what time it is in New Zealand now.
Oh, search me.
Must look it in the notebook.
What?
Oliver, getting the Guardian delivered this morning instead of his telegraph.
Oh. Right there. That's the last.
Oh, thanks. Here we are. You have to write down every little mishap that happens on a shift.
That book will soon fill up then.
No.
It's funny how one box turned into four. Now, look, I really am going to go home for my sleep, love.
Oh, Mr. Bubbles. There.
Look, I wish you wouldn't call me that outside the house, love.
Well, Susan won't hear. She's out the back.
Yeah, even so.
Oh, the idea of a party at the Wolverson's brilliant.
Yeah.
Should I wear black, do you think?
Eh?
Like at a funeral wake.
Nah, there's no need for that, love.
I was only thinking about showing respect.
Oh, Sid wouldn't want it. The whole idea is for it to be upbeat. He did want all of us to have a good time.
And spend lots of money on drinks.
Oh, yeah. Gonna feel funny, though. I mean, we won't only be there having a laugh, will we?
Well, that's what I mean. It needs to have some dignity as well.
Can't believe I'm never going to see him behind that bar no more. Betty worked there all them years as well.
Oh, afternoon, Jill.
Oh.
Dear, where they all come from?
Eh? Oh, who knows?
I'm not very happy about their tire marks on the grass. And you don't like to say anything.
No.
Can I get you anything, Jill?
Oh, no, Vicky, I'm here to work.
Oh?
At 3 o'clock. I'm a bit early, actually, if you need a hand.
Well, I didn't see your name down.
Oh, no. Well, I'm stepping in for Neville. He's taken a last-minute hospital appointment, and I couldn't find a replacement.
Oh, dear.
It's only to have his sinuses drained.
Ah.
There's bound to be a few changes as we go along. I mean, I've managed to swap my Thursday shift, for example. Jim's doing it for me instead.
Oh.
It's worked out well, actually. I wanted to join Chris and Peggy on a National Trust outing to Shropshire, and Jim was busy with Kenton, so he didn't want to do his stint.
Oh, blimey, I can't keep up.
No, it's fine, as long as we find a replacement when we can't do a shift.
Exactly, and I have.
Yeah, well, look, I'll leave you ladies to it. I'm headed for the land of Nod.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye, Mike.
Oh, oh, can you put a clean duvet cover on the beds?
Oh, he's very good. I wonder if the shop sells mace. It used to, years ago.
We'll have a look. Nutmeg, maybe.
I need it for an old recipe I'm making for Tom. Veal and ham pie.
Veal and ham?
He's thinking about making them as a new line. Organic, of course. I think it's a wonderful idea. We're having a dummy run. No, I can't see mace here.
Excuse me a moment, Jill.
Where are you going?
Outside.
Oh.
I need to make a phone call.
Hey, calm down.
No, Tom. I've got a 10-minute break and five of them have been taken up with a call from maniacal Vicky, bleating on about you nicking her idea for veal and ham pies.
Hey, how did you know about that?
Guilty conscience, Tom. Jill mentioned it in the shop or something.
Oh.
She was whinging that you refused to go into business with her, but now you've asked Jill to make you a prototype.
Well, she volunteered.
Whatever, I don't care. You should have at least told Vicky.
It's none of her business.
Oh, come on, you've really upset her.
Since when have you cared about Vicky's feelings?
Since she started bothering me at work about things that have got nothing to do with me. I can do without this hassle, Tom.
Okay, I'm sorry you got caught in the middle.
Yeah, well, you should have been straight with her.
All right. Look, I don't want to argue. I hope we're still on for Jack's Bar on Friday night. The opening. Kenton's invited us, remember?
Maybe.
Oh, Brett.
No, I can't think about it now. Probably. I need to grab a cappuccino. I'll ring you tonight.
All right. Bye.
Tom!
Oh, no.
I'm very disappointed in you. Very disappointed.
Hello, Vicky.
All my hard-earned research. I handed it over to you on a plate. What a fool I've been. It was a tricky market, you said, Veelingham.
Well, it is.
One that wasn't right for you at the moment.
Things change.
It's dishonourable, Tom. And you said it was a niche market.
Yes, it is.
A niche I was carving out for us, you and me. And now I find you've nicked my idea and you're flying solo.
It's a different product. Mine will be organic.
So who's going to want my pies then?
I'm sorry, but that's business, I'm afraid.
All I've got is a promise from Ian for a few escallops, ossobucos and liver, and that's not till autumn.
Oh, that's something.
Not enough to justify keeping our bull calves alive. Not in Ed's eyes, anyway. I've guaranteed him a profit on each one. Oh, poor little creatures. How am I going to tell them?
What?
So it's funny to you, all this?
Look, I'm sorry, Vicky, but you're not the first person to come up with the idea. It's something I've often thought about over the years as part of my range.
I should never have come to you in the first place. I trusted you with my ideas, and you've deceived me. It's shabby, Tom, very shabby. No, it's worse than that. It's industrial espionage.
Oh, that's rubbish. It's a competitive market, and I need to do what's right for my business.
And that includes stitching me up. We're practically family.
That doesn't come into it.
So I'm beginning to see, which is a shame, because you'll be my son-in-law one day.
Then you'd better be professional about it and pick yourself up, hadn't you?
I've learned a hard lesson here today.
Yes, well, that might be a good thing if you want to succeed in business. Now, I don't mean to be rude, Vicky, but Dad's expecting me at the carrots.
Carrots? Go on, then. I wouldn't want to hold you off, you little traitor. Oh, Mike. Mike, come on. Come on.
Vicky, what do you want, Lloyd? Who's asleep?
Oh, Mike.
Love?
It's all gone horribly wrong.
Okay, poor mate, that'll do it.
Eddie? Eddie?
Oh, what's she want?
What's going on here?
I've just got a few chums staying.
Yes, well, these chums have kept Oliver and me awake half the night.
Oh, I'm sorry, Caroline.
Shouting and revving up their wretched bikes. I'm within my rights to make a complaint.
Oh, no, Caroline, please, it won't happen again.
You're damn right it won't.
Look, see that straw bale partition down the middle of the field?
Yeah.
Me and Fat Paul have just put that up to separate them.
Separate who?
Well, a bit of a scrap started up last night.
A fight? So that's what kept us awake?
Fight's a little strong. It was more a barney. The Borchester Burners can get a little feisty.
The Borchester Burners?
Fat Paul's mate, some of them. They're a gang, like.
Oh,
and
my.
And fair play. They think our on-site facilities are pretty good. Now they've got the hang of the compost toilet. I mean, there's fresh water on tap and everything. But then this other crowd showed up, see, who were professionals in the main, and they was expecting something a bit more,
civilised?
I told them we ain't a blooming hotel. Anyway, they started whinging. Then the Borchester Burners began taking the rise, and, well, one thing led to another.
And you lost control of the situation?
No, but I think it was a mistake, me and Dad giving them all temporary membership of the cider club.
Oh! So they were smashed out of their heads?
We'll padlock the shed tonight.
Oh, they can get drink from anywhere, Eddie. Then we're back to square one.
Oh, please, Caroline, don't say nothing. It's a nice little earner for us this week.
Week?
They'll be gone Friday morning.
Eddie!
I'll make sure it's quiet tonight. On my life.
If we hear a peep out of them after 11 o'clock...
11?
I'll be on to the Environmental Protection first thing tomorrow morning.
Okay, okay.
If we didn't go back such a long way, I'd report you right now. How many are you allowed to have camping on this field anyway?
It's flexible. Fat Paul put it on his Facebook page, see?
Oh, but...
He's only got 8 friends, so I'd no idea this many would show up.
Oh, he's an idiot.
Oh, actually, he's quite bright underneath it all. Paul, put your vest on, mate. You're frightening the lady.
Wait a minute. I recognise that guy.
Hey?
Who? Tall fellow by the yellow tent. In the salopettes.
Oh, him. Oh, he was the fussiest of the lot.
He used to run an antique shop in Felpersham.
Oh, that explains it.
Marcus! Marcus! How lovely to see you.
Aye.
I put my money on those bikers. They brought a few cans down here to the lake and had a party.
Did you hear what I said, Brian?
Yes, yes. I mean, I hope they didn't disturb the fish.
Oh, never mind the fish. That's the second of Adam's pickers that's left for home now.
Well, it's a nuisance.
The litter or Adam's crisis?
Adam? Who is it who jumped ship?
Roman. He was missing Violetta. They'd had a thing going on.
Those sort of relationships in the crew shouldn't be encouraged.
Well, I don't see how Adam could stop it, short of locking them in separate caravans and putting them under curfew.
Like Matt, eh? I thought Violetta was reliable.
Yes, but she was homesick and her grandmother isn't well either. So Roman's followed her back home. And it means that Adam's got to redo the rotor yet again. And that means even longer hours for him, poor darling.
Well, we'll just have to get behind him.
I know. I thought I'd go to the produce fair at Churcham on Friday afternoon, after I've done Felbersham Farmers Market. We're usually sold out by lunchtime there anyway.
Well, that's a good idea, because I can pick Rory up from school.
Oh, thanks. And Alice has promised that she'll help when she gets back at the end of the week.
We can prize her apart from Christopher.
Well, no. She said they'll sell the strawberries together on Sunday on the bypass.
Oh, well, that'll be a help.
We've got to give the product a real push, Brian.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I'll do all I can.
And there are other farmers' markets I want to investigate as well. One's further afield.
What about Greenbury?
Yeah, that's on my list. I want to make sure all Adam's hard work pays off.
Yeah, me too. Did you empty the machine?
No, not yet.
Well, let's walk back to the car park then. Hope I've got all the litter.
Yep, well, that looks like it. Oh, by the way, Alice and Christopher are going to the opening of Kenton's new bar on Friday night.
Sorry, Di.
Right.
Jerry, what's new? We have? Oh, that's splendid news, splendid. Yeah, me too, thanks. Well, keep me up to speed, will you? Oh, fantastic.
Of what?
How do you fancy lunch at Grey Gables, darling?
That's it, Marcus. Left at the village green.
You can't do this, Caroline. Watch me.
Keep going and you'll see the sign. You can't miss it. Grey Gables.
Oh, this ain't fair.
It's Roy Tucker on reception. Tell him I sent you.
They were my customers.
Well, they're mine now. They can come back for their things when they've booked in.
Bruce is going down well at the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's freed me up, him being there. Oh, it'll be a big night tomorrow, though. Sid's party.
Well, not exactly Sid's.
Everyone's rallying round. Do you know Nick's volunteered to work again alongside me and Clary? She's very sweet. Oh, it's impossible to know how many will show up.
Yeah, wish I could be there.
Oh, Tiger.
No, I had a lot of time for Sid.
I think I'll see if Stefano can fit me in for a hair appointment tomorrow. I want to look my best. My highlights could do with a lift.
Oh, flaming hell.
What?
Oh, I don't believe this.
What?
BL's only gone and had an offer accepted on the pub we wanted.
They haven't.
Email just come in from Alec.
No.
Have you said anything, Lillian?
What?
To Jennifer. Or Brian?
No, of course not.
Because we need to be careful, you know we
do. Oh, come on, Matt.
Oh.
I had no idea they were after
me. Nor me. Hell.
After all my research.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been a perfect project for us.
Yeah. Oh, it had to be them, didn't it? We got in early as well. Now, we should have offered more.
Down the hatch. Oh, another?
Oh, no. One G&T before lunch is plenty, darling. Or I'll be writing the afternoon off. So, what are we doing here? I mean, it's all very lovely coming out for lunch.
We're celebrating. We deserve it.
What are we celebrating exactly in the middle of the day? We really mustn't stay too long.
We got it, Jenny.
Well, who got what?
Borges de Lan. We're the new owners of the Marquis of Granby.
Oh, Brian, that's marvellous. Well done.
So we'll be doing the flat conversions you were so keen on.
And very lovely they'll be. Well, congratulations then.
Thank you. Jenny, I'd like to invite Benedict Wheeler and his wife over to dinner next week.
Do I know them?
Yeah, he's a senior partner at Rodway's.
Oh.
That all right?
I don't see why not.
Good, good, thanks. Now, I want to sound him out about things in general. Land prices, how the new cattle market's progressing, you know, get his angle on where property prices are going.
I saw in the Echo there's been some objection about them moving the cattle market.
Mm. Well, well, well.
What?
Look who's coming in.
Oh. Oh, it's Matt and Lillian.
They don't look too happy. All right, Matt. Strike any good deals lately?
Brian, how could you?
What?
Oh, honestly.
They just didn't bid high enough, Jenny.
You just can't help yourself, can you?
It's business. You know, life's getting quite interesting with Matt on the loose again. And it won't hurt for Borchester Land to show him our claws now and then.
Look at him grinning like a Cheshire cat. All right. Creep. We're just not reacting fast enough, Lillian.
All right. Maybe we didn't on this occasion.
We were too cautious. We didn't bid high enough. Bernard warned us. We need to be right in there or we'll keep missing out.
Look, we're still only a small operation and we can't run before we can walk.
On the contrary, we should be out of the blocks at the starting gun.
I meant we haven't got the finance yet to clinch every deal out there.
No, but when we do see the right thing, we shouldn't hang about. Property's a fast-moving business.
Oh, God, do you need your lunch?
Puss, I've been thinking. You've got fantastic instincts.
Thank you.
And a great feeling for property.
Yeah, well, I've owned enough of it in my time.
And you're like a little terrier when you're researching.
Yeah, well, I love that side of it.
I know, and it's great. And look, I know how busy you've been at the ball since Sid died, but every business needs a dog's body. Getting literature out, chasing up estate agents, answering the phone, emails. You know, a PA.
A PA? Can we afford to have one?
We'll give you and me a bit more time to suss deals out.
Hello, you two.
Oh, Caroline, hello.
Hi.
I'm glad I've seen you, Lillian. Can I have a quick word about Sid's commemoration party, please?
Yeah. You look a bit rough, darling, if you don't mind my saying.
Yes, I didn't get much sleep.
Oh.
Surely you heard the fracas on Eddie's Field from the Dower House?
No. But then I can sleep regardless.
Over here, Matt, Lillian.
Ignore him.
We can't. Go over and join them.
Must I?
Is this a good time?
Yeah, yeah, of course, Caroline. Sorry. Look, go on, Matt. I'll be over in a minute.
Right. All right, Jennifer. Brian.
This is a nice surprise. Take a bar stool, why don't you?
How are you, Matt?
Fine, thanks, Jennifer.
Right, let me buy you a drink. What'll it be?
No, I'll wait till Lillian comes over, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course, of course. Look, I'm so sorry BL pipped you at the post. It's a fine old building, the Marquis of Granby.
Yeah, I know.
The Edwardians knew how to build, didn't they? All that space, lovely high ceilings.
Yeah, no, it was okay. Lillian's got other irons in the fire.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she has. Still, maybe it was for the best. I mean, it doesn't do to overstretch yourself when you're starting out.
I'm going to powder my nose.
Oh, all right, eh?
Yeah, I'm sure it's not up to strength yet, that's all.
No, it's still in its infancy.
And Lillian's a smart businesswoman, but she's still got stuff to learn. She's quick, though. Very quick, Brian. So BL had better not get too complacent.
I've asked Ian. He's more than happy to help out.
Oh, that's sweet of them.
We thought perhaps half a dozen large quiches.
Oh, that'd be brilliant, Caroline.
Good. I'll tell him. I'm only sorry Jack can't be there tomorrow.
Yeah. Mum's decided not to tell him what's happened.
Yeah. I think that's very wise.
She'll be coming down for the first hour, though.
Oh, I am pleased.
I rang Jolene this morning. Kathy, Jamie and Fallon have arrived safely.
Oh, that's a relief.
Absolutely shattered, of course.
Oh, poor things.
Jolene's really pleased to have Fallon with her. Of course, they're all dreading the funeral.
Well, it must be ghastly for them. So far away from home and all the people Sid knew.
Yeah. But she was keen we put some money behind the bar tomorrow for everyone to have a free drink.
Oh, how amazing of her to think of that, with everything else she's got going on.
Well, she wants us all to have a good time.
I'm sure. And that's exactly what Sib would have wanted too.
And that's 58 pence change.
Ah.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Bye.
Jim, what are you doing behind that counter?
My bit for the community.
You're supposed to be Jill.
Ah, no. She did Wednesday morning.
Oh?
Instead of me.
What, a swap?
Yes.
Well, she never said.
She's gone on a jaunt to Shropshire with Peggy and Christine.
You're supposed to log any swaps on the online rota. I happened to check it this morning, first chance I've had all week, and she was definitely still down for this shift.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, put it in the misdemeanours book.
All right, sorry.
The whole system will collapse unless we stick to the agreed rules.
Yes, except it's the hollow reed that doesn't snap.
Eh?
A little flexibility can be a good thing.
Not in here.
Ah, that explains it.
What?
It says here, my guardian was delivered to Grange Farm on Tuesday. I got their telegraph, you see. I didn't report it. I didn't want to get anyone into trouble.
Well, I can easily find out who it was. I'm going to open the post office up now.
It's only teething troubles, I'm sure.
Jim?
Yes?
Look at these fruit buns.
What about them?
Notice anything?
Wait, let me get my reading glasses on.
The sell-by date. It's yesterday's.
Ah, so it is. The 16th.
You really do need to keep an eye on these things.
Well, surely it was the final shift yesterday that should have spotted that.
But they've been under your nose all shift.
Oh, whatever, as Dan would say. They're all still learning on the job, you know.
But where are you going?
I need to pop out.
Out?
It's all right. Sabrina's car has just pulled up. She's taking over from me for half an hour.
What?
Hardly worth logging that on the computer. I've got the plumber coming round.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
These are the last two. Ham and asparagus and mushroom and gruyere.
Oh, lovely. I were about to start on the sandwiches now the dinner time rush is over.
Oh, do you need a hand?
Well,
I can spare you an hour.
Oh, you sure?
Are these the loaves we're using?
Yeah. Ta. Freda's prepared all the fillings.
Well, we all want to contribute tonight, don't we, for Sid's sake?
Yeah. Oh, it does feel strange having a party for him and him not here to enjoy it.
Yes, I know.
So sad. Oh, well, I'll get the spreadable from the fridge. Eddie's invited the Edgley Morris team over, so it should be a lively evening.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I can stay till 10 tonight, then I'm going back to the hotel so Roy can come down for an hour.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it's only fair. The hotel's ticking along nicely this week. I'll have to thank Eddie when I see him.
Aye?
Those bikers camping on his field.
Oh, Caroline, I am sorry. He told me you'd complained about the noise. There you go.
Oh, but every cloud has a silver lining, Clary. Some of them have moved into the hotel until the weekend.
Oh, not the Bolchester Boners.
No, Marcus Froggerton chums. We go way back. He took me to an antiques fair in Derbyshire once on a date.
And does Eddie know?
Oh, yeah. He was there when I lured them away from your field like the Pied Piper.
He never said a word to me, you know.
Well, he was pretty annoyed.
Ha! Huh, well, that serves him and Joe right.
Are we taking the crusts off?
So Jim just waltzed out of his shift without a boy, Illy.
Shh, Illyria.
It's all right. He's in the back room now.
Oh.
The shop's going downhill, Neil.
Well, try not to worry about it, love.
I predicted this. I warned Pat and the others right from the start.
Yeah, but it's early days. Everyone's still learning.
I just hate seeing all my years of hard work ruined by amateurs. Me and Betty built up a first-class reputation in this shop.
Well, you'll have to try and let go for your own sake.
Oh, it's only because I care.
Yes, of course you do. Well, tonight should take your mind off things here.
Yeah. Oh, poor Jolene. What she must be going through.
Puts things in perspective, doesn't it?
There you are, Caroline. One white wine spritzer.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
Sula and Alistair will be over in a minute.
I thought you'd be busy at Jack's tonight, preparing for tomorrow's grand opening.
Oh, no, no. I've been helping, but Kenton didn't want me fussing around him tonight. Gosh, Sid was a popular man.
Oh, yes. There are a few faces I recognise from Shire's Brewery.
Oh, yes?
Mm. That chap there with the tash, that's Ray. He was knocking around back when Guy bought into the pub. My first husband.
It seems everyone's had a stake in the place over the years, part-owning or serving behind the bar.
Oh, are you surprised? It's the heartbeat of Ambridge, the bull.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello. Can I have your attention? Hello?
Quiet, everyone. Quiet.
Shh. I wonder where Oliver's got.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Now, before things get properly underway, mind you, it looks like we've made a pretty good start. Sid's funeral is tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, New Zealand time. Which is 11 o'clock tonight here. And while Sid is very much on our minds, please, let's also remember Jolene and Kathy, Fallon, his two children, Jamie and Lucy, and her husband, Duncan, and Sid's grandson, Matthew.
Here, here.
It can't be much fun for them over there.
No, absolutely not.
Most of you know that I grew up in this place. Sid and I went back years. My sister and I were bridesmaids at his and Polly's wedding. Of course, my dad was the publican here once, and it takes a particular sort of person to do it right. Genial, courteous, convivial, but above all...
diplomatic!
Yeah, you took the word right out of my mouth, Jim. And Sid was all of these things.
None more!
Yeah. So, tonight we'll remember him, and the central part that he played in all our lives. And we'll do our damnedest to enjoy ourselves, shall we? Yeah. Oh, hold on, I haven't finished. Jolene's instructed me there's to be a free drink for everyone tonight. Yeah. Although, if you'd realised how many would turn out. So come on. Only, please be patient with me and my staff. It'll take a while to get you all served.
Oh, I wondered what had gone on Sunday. Susan picked up all kinds of rumours in the shop.
Yeah, well, there you have it. How the Grundys nearly composted a toddler.
You were lucky his parents didn't report you.
We bought them off with a free cup of tea and a scone and cream.
Before your tractor flattened Clary's cake table.
She still ain't forgiven me.
Here. You know Bert scared a kid at Brookfield on their farm Sunday?
He never.
Yeah, told some grisly tale about a gin trap and had a little girl in tears.
Hey, Neil, you just made my nightmare, so I'll have to tell Dad.
I see Wayne's here.
Yeah, Sid couldn't stand him. No, he was jealous.
Well, we all were, mate.
I held a torch for Jolene for years.
Eddie.
A man can dream.
Oh. Isn't the atmosphere good, eh, to you?
Yeah.
Oh, don't you just want these summer nights to go on forever?
Yeah, it's magical.
Oh, everyone's spilling onto the green, look. Oh, there's so many come.
We should fetch everyone out here.
Well, if you can drag them away from the bar.
Watch me point, Neil.
Eddie? What? Eddie?
I see Kenton's a no-show.
Yeah.
Tony was just sharing his memories of growing up here. He said Lillian was putting a rosy glow on it, you know, with her dad being an alky.
And how much have you had to drink?
Fancy a game of bull, you two, against me and Alistair.
Excuse me, mate. Sorry.
And that's 280 change, Tom.
It's quietening down a bit now, Clary.
Thank goodness.
Lillian!
Another pint, Eddie?
No, I've been outside.
Oh, lucky you. Are there many glasses to collect?
I can go.
Never mind that. Look, get everybody outside now.
Why?
To toast Sid. I can't explain to you. The moment's just right.
Okay, you're on.
What about the bar?
Oh, well, Bruce can stay.
Come on, everyone, outside.
Go on out, people. Follow Eddie.
Come on, look, bring your drinks with you. All out.
Well, hubby's got the bit between his teeth. We'd better follow him. Clary?
Oh, what is it?
There's so many ghosts behind this bar. People have known and lost.
I know. But hey, come on. Tonight's about the happy memories.
Well, me and Sid didn't always see eye to eye. But he was always here.
Ah, like the weather.
And now, well, he's gone. And it's like the end of an era.
Yeah,
right, sir. I can't get my head round it. he's not coming back.
So you and Joe can't wind him up no more?
No.
Can I say something, Eddie, before we raise our glasses?
Of course, mate. Come here.
If Alistair don't mind. Only, it says something how even the Darrington team paid tributes to Sid last weekend.
Yeah.
Some of you are here tonight. He was a great team manager. He always wanted the best for us. And he and Stuart encouraged youngsters into the game and all, helping fund the quick cricket after school at Loxley Barrett. He was a good bloke.
And a good friend. No, a wonderful friend to many of us here as I look around.
Very well said, Susan.
And a generous employer and all.
And he was an excellent host when the hunt gathered out here.
Well, my dad's got a sampler on his bedroom wall, sewn by my mother, Susan, it was. Laughter is like music that lingers in the heart, and when the melody is heard, the ills of life depart. To Sid, gentleman and friend, hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hey, Dave.
Oh, all right, love.
That were a great thing you just done, love. You spoke for everyone here.
God, just came into me heart to do it. What about Sunday, then? Am I still in the doghouse?
Oh, of course you're not. Oh, life is short, isn't it?
Kenton! Kenton!
Oh, hi, Al. Sorry, I had my head down. I've been to the bank to collect the float for tonight.
Yeah, well, Shula and I are really excited. So's Dad.
Oh, he's been brilliant, Jim. But tonight is the night, Al, baby.
Only the start.
Yeah, I know. We've got a cracking weekend lined up. But tonight's the big one, the VIP launch. Jack's bar is going to be on the map.
Yeah, and I've drawn the short straw.
Eh?
Designated driver.
Oh, but you'll have a... A glass of bubbly.
Well, sure I will.
Look, are you in a hurry?
Not really, no.
Well, come and take a look. You won't believe the transformation.
Wow! Kenton, it's gorgeous!
Oh, thanks.
It looks so sophisticated.
Yeah, well, don't sound so surprised.
Ah, sorry.
Oh, I've high ambitions for this place.
It's so... airy and yet sort of intimate.
Oh, and it's not just another vertical drinking establishment. Oh, no. We've got some sofas upstairs as well as all the seating down here.
Well, it's unrecognisable from the old calf.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course, you know, some people are sad that it's gone, but you have to move on. Oh, and you can't get the full effect of the lighting now.
Talking of lighting, Kenton, we've got a problem.
Whoa, I didn't know you were up there.
You all right, Kirsty?
Yeah, I've been cleaning the mirrors.
So that's the famous gallery. Hi, Kirsty.
All right, Alistair. Hey, do you like it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, one of the ceiling spots got up here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the one directly above the blue wall feature.
Yeah, which would have been a moose's head if Jim had had his way.
Yeah, some more good luck cards have come. They're on the bar there.
Oh, right, great.
Oh, I've got to head across to Ambridge Organics now. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
So I'll come back about 7:30.
Great.
That should give me time to make myself beautiful. Dead exciting, isn't it, Alistair?
Yeah, can't wait.
Hey, thanks a bunch, Kirsty.
Phone if you need me to come in any earlier. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, that's nice. Look, from the vintners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've become quite pally with their rep, Iranian bloke.
You missed a great night for Sid at the Bull last night.
Yeah? Oh, look, this one's by hand. Oh, it's from Usher and Allen.
Place was packed.
Yeah, well, these shells didn't stop themselves. No, I mean, I couldn't have gone.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So what? People were asking where I was?
Yeah, one or two.
Al?
Yeah?
Oh, it's Don. Sorry, mate, I'm going to have to take this.
No. Thumbs up for tonight.
Yeah, thanks.
It's 1:30 in the morning here.
Oh, good grief.
Just can't get to sleep, Lillian. Today's going round and round in my head. party?
Absolutely wonderful.
Oh, I'm so glad.
We gave Sid the most fantastic send-off. In fact, it took all morning to clear up in time for lunch.
Yeah. I thought this would be a quiet time to get you.
It was a perfect summer night, Jolene. We had live music and people were playing bools and Eddie led some spontaneous tributes.
Did he?
Yeah, it was really moving, but glorious in a funny way.
I wish I could have been there.
Oh, great, you're here.
I promised I would be. Can't have you missing your six-week scan.
Well, I'm really grateful, Kirsty, with the bar and everything.
Oh, it's okay. Kenton's got everything in hand. I'm sorry I can't come with you to the clinic.
Well, I've got to get used to doing baby stuff on my own, haven't I? I'm not worried.
Really?
Really. I'm just hungry. I'm grabbing these muesli bars, all right?
Yeah.
Pay for them later.
Funeral was really horrible.
Oh, dear.
It's grey skies, not like in the brochures.
Oh.
And the guy officiating at the creme hadn't got a clue. He wasn't describing my Sid at all. And there were just this one pathetic little row of us seated down the front.
Oh, darling.
And when you think how many friends he had, he deserves so much better than him.
At least Fallon made it over.
Oh, thank God she did. Fallon's so precious to me. But it's not a day I want to remember.
Look, maybe you can have a memorial when you get back.
It won't make up for today. I'd rather just blot it out.
Helen! Oh, mwah. Oh, you look gorgeous.
Oh, thanks. Oh, you must be so pleased with yourself.
What, you like it?
Kendon is awesome. Ian and Adam will be along later.
Oh, brilliant.
Is that the woman off the local news?
Yeah. Oh, great. Say cheese.
What?
Yeah. The photographer from Borchester Live. You're immortalised now.
Oh, Kendon, you might have warned me.
Hey, no, you look enchanting. I love the dirndl skirt.
Oh, hi, Alistair.
Oh, hello, Helen. You all right?
Yeah, I've never been better. It's pretty warm in here, though.
Well, Kirsty's circulating with some drinks.
Oh, very good champagne, Kenton.
Yeah, I know. It's been a real battle with Don to keep the quality up, and he's such a cheapskate. Here she is.
Well, Shula wants a second glass.
Yeah, little monkey.
Here, take one.
Come up and join us, Helen. We're people spotting from the gallery.
Okay, will do.
Hey, we'll need to pour some more soon, Kenton.
Okay, but here you go. One glass of bubbly for you, Helen.
Oh, no thanks, Kenton.
It's on the house.
No, it's okay, really.
Well, Kirsty will get you something else gratis.
Yeah, of course I will.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. I just want to talk to Blaze.
Blaze! I'll find you something non-alcoholic. Thanks.
Do we have to go?
Are you kidding? Everyone will be there, and Uncle Kenton invited us specially.
OK. Well, maybe for an hour, then. Only Curtis texted me. He wants to meet up later.
Oh. Oh, my nails are totally trashed after all that weeding.
Well, that's what the nail varnish is for.
Still, it's all adding up, my wages.
This is a funny one. Here. La hamburguesa. Spanish for a hamburger. Una hamburguesa, por favor.
Oh, everyone will speak English in Spain.
Not necessarily.
Well, I'm not worried. We'll manage.
We?
You and me. I can't wait to see Barcelona. It's meant to be totally cool.
Look, Fizz.
What?
It costs a lot of dosh to travel across Europe, you know.
That's why I've wrecked my nails weeding carrots. And Lorna's going to give me some extra shifts at Lower Loxley.
Well, that's really going to rake in the shekels.
It'll mount up if I'm careful. I'm saving every penny. That's why I want to go to Jack's tonight. It's free grub.
Oh, well.
Posh canapes, Dad says.
Look, this trip, I can't see you getting it past him and your mum.
It's not up to them.
Yeah, you say that.
No, Jude. They might want to stew in Ambridge all summer, but I'm desperate to get away. And I promise you, you'll see a very different Fizz once I'm off their radar.
Okay, Alice, I'll catch you later.
Cool, Christopher looks fit tonight. If he wasn't spoken for...
Oh, no. I've known him since he was a baby. Sit down.
Oh, I shouldn't.
Oh, go on.
I could do with a break. Oh, it's really buzzing, isn't it?
Yeah. So happy for Kenton.
Oh, yeah. It's his midlife crisis, this. Ellen!
What?
I left you with a nearly full plate of canapés.
Don't exaggerate. They were delicious, especially those little baby bagels and the smoky aubergine thing.
Oh, puris.
Well, I am eating for two now. Can't believe how hungry I get.
Now that's something I never thought I'd hear you say.
See? I knew it would suit me, despite what Dad said.
I'm glad the scan was okay.
Yeah. They officially consider me 6 weeks pregnant now.
Oh, congratulations!
Thanks, Kirsty. Oh, I'd love to tell more people.
Not yet, eh?
No. Oh, it's going to feel a long 6 weeks waiting for my NHS scan.
Oh, look, there's Tom and Brenda downstairs. Oh,
great. They deserve some time together.
Oh, Pip and her fella have just come in.
Oh, yeah.
As long as she stays legal, I don't want to lose my licence the first night.
Well, she's got a lot of family watching her.
Hey, look at Dad. He's never like that with me.
Oh, he's an excellent host, Jim. Even if he does keep turning the music down.
Oh, well, you can turn it up when we oldies have all gone home.
Very retro, his paisley shirt.
Unintentionally so.
You know, I couldn't have got here without him. It's taken a year for my idea to come to fruition, and look, I knew it would be a success.
I envy that in you, Kenton.
What?
Your faith in the future. You're always up for a new challenge.
I wish Kathy could see it.
Hmm?
Well, all this is about what I can offer her and Jamie. You know, it's me. You have to keep refreshing the future, you know, keeping things alive.
Not everyone can.
It has taken a year's hard graft bringing Jack's bar to life, but I never lost the vision, not for a single second. None of this has happened by accident, mate. I've put months and months of work into it.
Yeah, and it shows.
But Kathy doesn't see it. The responsibility of it flying or bombing rests on my shoulders, so you know, I couldn't just walk away at the critical moment.
Lillian told me you didn't drive them to the airport.
Hey, I offered. Kathy told me not to bother.
Well, she was too angry with you by then for not going to New Zealand, is that it?
Well, she shouldn't even have asked me. How could I choose? And she's not letting me off the hook, oh no. I mean, it's not even as if Sid was my blood family.
No, but maybe she needed support. The ex-wife, it's an awkward role.
No, it's not that, mate. It was a test. And now she's punishing me because I've made the only choice that I could make. You know, she didn't even phone to wish me luck for tonight.
And did you ring her to find out how the funeral went?
Well, I've been too busy with the run-up.
Ah.
No, Al, it's not like that. I'd already decided that I'd phone tomorrow.
I didn't realise there'd be some Felpersham city there.
See?
And Kenton's a really cool guy. Are you sure he's your dad's brother?
Oh, shut up. Come here. We are going to have such an amazing summer.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see the Spanish riding school in Vienna. Alice went.
Whoa, no. Austria's really expensive.
Is it? Hey, we could always find work as we go along. The fruit picking, stuff like that.
That's not exactly the kind of trip I had in mind, Fizz.
Okay, I don't care. I'll fit in with whatever you want.
Yeah, it could be a blast, couldn't it?
Oh, Jude, I'm so excited. I can't wait for the holidays.